Dear Aunt Honoria, my deepest thanks for your invitation to spend a little time with you in Harrow after Julia's wedding. Indeed, I feel a short break will be almost necessitated by the excitement of seeing my sister married. Even our stepfather, Dr. Roylott, seems well disposed towards the event. Julia herself has not long left me to go to bed, and even now, I suppose, will be lying awake next door thinking of her happiness to come, while I... My God, Julia! Julia! Julia. Julia, your face. What is it? What is it?
Helen! It's...
Oh! Oh, my God!
The Speckled Band by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Vincent McInerney. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Susan Wooldridge as Helen Stoner. The Speckled Band.
Watson. Watson, old man.
Good heavens, Holmes. A quarter past seven? What on earth is going on?
A client, Watson. A client in a considerable state of excitement.
But who? Why so early?
Who? A young lady. As to why? Well, presumably when people wander about the metropolis at this hour, they have something pressing to communicate, and should it prove an interesting case...
My dear fellow, I will not miss it for anything. Any of you have seen her?
Oh, yes. Even said good morning to her. Mrs. Hudson gave her some coffee in the sitting room. I glanced in as I passed. 30 or so, I fancy. Dressed all in black, hair shot with grey, but pitifully agitated, with restless, frightened eyes, like some hunted animal.
Mm-hmm. Or so. It's not just coffee she needs, then, but kindness.
Madam. I am Sherlock Holmes, and this, my intimate friend and associate, Dr. John Watson, before whom you can speak as freely as before myself.
Holmes, Dr. Watson.
Madam, but you must be cold, I think, travelling at this hour. Come into the main part of the room, I beg you, and draw up to the fire.
It is not cold which makes me shiver, Mr. Holmes.
Indeed, what then?
It is fear, Mr. Holmes. It is terror.
You must not fear, Miss...
Stoner. Helen Stoner?
No, for I have no doubt we shall soon set matters right. You have come in by train this morning, I see, although, of course, you had a journey before that.
You know me, then?
Simply, I observed the second half of a return ticket in the palm of your left glove, while the seven splatters of mud on your left-hand jacket sleeve bespeak time spent along heavy roads, sitting next to the driver in a dog cart.
I see Mrs. Farintosh was right in what she said regarding your abilities.
Mrs. Farintosh, I'm not sure I remember. Before your time, my dear Watson, merely an opal tiara and death by bishoping. Miss Stoner, please sit down.
Oh, thank you.
So, you have come far?
The western borders of Surrey to Leatherhead, and then by first train to Waterloo. Mr. Holmes, I can stand the strain no longer. Nor have I anyone to turn to... save one, Percy. That is a Mr. Armitage, who cares for me very much, but can be of little aid as regards my domestic circumstances, who indeed seems to think what I am suffering from are the fancies of a nervous woman. But they are not fancies, Mr. Holmes. They are dangers, real dangers. And I must have some help to walk amongst them.
Then, Miss Stoner, you must begin by laying everything in front of us that may help us form an opinion on the matter.
My name, then, as I have said, is Helen Stoner. And I live on the borders of Surrey with my stepfather, who is the last survivor.